And now, it's time for Words and Their Stories, our weekly program about common everyday expressions in American English. Americans celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th. It is a day for love, and hearts can be seen everywhere. So naturally, I had my heart set on producing a completely new program about heart expressions. I really wanted to do it. I found every single heart expression that I could. I wrote about how heart-to-heart describes two people talking in private about something important and somewhat sensitive. I explained that cold-hearted is a good word to describe a person who doesn't seem to have feelings for others. And the heart expressions went on and on and on. My heart was really into it. I threw myself, heart and soul, into the writing process. I felt as if my whole body were involved. I researched and researched. I wrote and wrote. I gave a wholehearted effort. And it felt good. If you really have your heart set on something, you are not going to do it half-heartedly. That's for sure. Why do something with only half your heart when you can give it all you've got? So I wrote a story that used all the heart expressions I could find. I wanted to pull at the listeners' heartstrings and really make them feel the powerful emotions that I was feeling. So I included a heartwarming example of two people deeply in love. The story was really long, but I was pleased with it. Later in the office, I poured my heart out to a coworker. I gushed and gushed about how hard I had worked on the story. She understood. Well, of course she did. I was wearing my heart on my sleeve. I told her exactly how I felt. But then, she said that I couldn't use my story. You see, years ago, someone had already written and produced a show all about heart expressions. I would have to write another story. I was heartbroken. All that time researching the subject and writing was wasted. After my story was rejected, I just didn't have the heart to stay in the office. I walked the city streets with a heavy heart. I felt tired and sad. I knew that I had to find another subject, and fast. The publication date was nearing. But I had no enthusiasm. I had lost heart. I didn't feel like writing anything. After hours of walking around, friends saw me, seemingly lost in the city. Concerned about me, my friends bought me dinner in a lovely restaurant. After hearing what happened, they offered many ideas about what I could write for Valentine's Day. "What about the word love?" they asked. "It's been done," I answered. "What about different types of relationships?" "Been done," I said. They tried to think of something else that would be a good subject for Valentine's Day, but nothing sounded good. Look, I know that their hearts were in the right place. They are my friends and wanted to help. And they are really kind-hearted people. But I still felt alone. I didn't have the heart to tell them that they couldn't help me. This was something I had to fix on my own. But then, late in the dinner, something happened. We ordered a tasty chocolate dessert. One of my friends said that she had had a fabulous dessert recently at another restaurant. She thought it was interesting that the two desserts were made with the exact same ingredients, but tasted completely different. Suddenly, I had a change of heart. I decided to look at my situation in a new way. Although all the heart expressions had already been used in an earlier program, there was no reason I couldn't write another story using the expressions in a different way. And that's what I did. I also learned something. If you have your heart set on doing something and then find out that someone else has done it before, don't lose heart. Simply follow your heart. Just do what you want and do it your own way. And that's Words and Their Stories from VOA Learning English. I'm Anna Mateo.